3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of our history lesson discussion with Pastor Chatfield, talking about the final speech Benjamin Franklin gave at the Constitutional Convention, September 1787. Before we continue on, Dave Ageman texts in, the Supreme Court gives opinions and has no ability to enforce their opinions unless another branch enforces it. Presidents and politicians in the past have told the Supreme Court to pound sand. The reason for their non-enforcement was to make sure that they did not become legislators from the bench, known as today lawfare. Would you agree with that statement?
Sure. I mean, sure. Andrew Jackson ignored the court. Abraham Lincoln ignored the court. It is the way it is, but we're in such a day. If any president was to say, "Well, I'm not going to follow the court," by the way, Biden was pretty close to saying that. He was close. We would be in a constitutional crisis at that point, because over decades now, most people think that they are the arbiter of all these things. If they declare water to be dry, then. And water's dry. I mean, even if it isn't.
Yeah, I think, were you on with me that day when the breaking news story came down on the Obergefell decision in 2015?
Yes.
And my immediate guttural reaction was to pray right then.
Yes.
Because, and then what really ticked us off the most, and Vicky to this day will not even talk to Bill Schuette because of it. Rick Snyder, Governor Rick Snyder at the time, and Attorney General Bill Schuette that day, later that afternoon, said, well, that's it. Gay marriage is the officially the law of the land. 2 days later, Bill Schuette was having a fundraiser at Chateau Grand Traverse Winery on Old Mission Peninsula, and Vicky confronted him. How is it? Explain it to me, Mr. Attorney General, exactly how is the Supreme Court's opinion the law of the land when there's no laws that had been passed by state legislatures in Michigan, Ohio, Tennessee, and Kentucky, where they overrode our constitutional amendment defining marriage between a man and a woman. Exactly what laws have been written, passed, and signed by Snyder to accommodate that opinion? Schuette walked away from her. And my wife was ticked. And I was like, good for you, Bubba, but you know, this is what they're saying. Why did they not stand up to that decision?
In the end, they could see which way the wind was blowing with this.
Oh, my God. So they're going to take the politicians, lick your finger and hold it up in the wind is going to be the thing that they live by.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
Yes,
unbelievable.
That's what happened.
Do you know, do you realize that's going on 10 years this year?
Wow. Yes.
Yeah, that 2015, that day we were on the radio together.
Yes. Yes. In the end, that's it. They had that their they were politicians. And by the way, that's the same way it is. That's the same way it is with abortion. We have in the culture, we've lost that argument. I hate to say that. I hate to say it, but it's true.
It's in our Constitution now.
Yeah. We've lost it. And the Republicans are saying, they're saying to each other silently, well, at least we got that off the table. Now we're going to win some elections. And that is the way it is. That's politics.
Yeah.
Now, as a preacher myself,
sure.
No, I proclaim the truth. But if you're in politics, you got to maneuver these things. As did, by the way, Abraham Lincoln, as did James Madison, they maneuvered. Okay, let me go back to the, here's again, Ben Franklin. In these sentiments, sir, I agree to this Constitution with all its faults, if there are such, because I think a general government necessary for us, and there is no form of government but what may be a blessing to the people if well administered. And I believe farther that this is likely to be well administered for a course of years and can only end in despotism, as other forms have done before it, when the people shall become so corrupted as to need despotic government, being incapable of any other. Let me just say this. I'm a preacher of the gospel. That is my first calling. I'm a student of, teacher of, expert. I don't know if I'm an expert of history, but I've spent my life studying this. People need to be saved. They need to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hearts changed. And when hearts are changed and people are born again, then we don't need a despotic government. But our Constitution was made only for religious and moral people. It is wholly inadequate for the government of any other. John Adams said that. So we've got to get more people understanding change on the inside out. And of course we need good government. Of course we do. And again, here's a Franklin who says this: I doubt, too, whether any other convention we can obtain may make a better constitution. Let me illustrate this. He was saying, look, this, we've been at this for 3 months. Some of the arguments of the anti-federalists, the people that didn't want this, say, let's come back in a month or two and let's see if we can get a Bill of Rights. And Madison said, and Franklin said, and Washington said, we couldn't hardly get everybody here to begin with. We've got to pass this now. We got to strike while the iron is hot, or we're never going to get anything. And maybe it's possible that some of the people didn't want this Constitution. They wanted to delay it to kill it. They didn't want to delay it to make it better. And so Franklin is making the point, I don't think we can do any better. We got to do it now. I'm going to tell you something. Yesterday, I quoted the Declaration of Independence to my students, the entire thing, and they recorded it, and I'm going to put it out there. I might create a YouTube channel. Hey, now, was it absolutely perfect? It wasn't absolutely perfect. There was a couple I had to edit. We had to do some editing, but it was completely from memory. That is a fact.
Whoa.
Completely from memory. I didn't read any of it. Now, that part is true. We had, different angles. Well, why'd you do it? Because I'd been, and you encouraged me to do something like that.
Absolutely.
But I said to myself, if I don't do this, I'm never going to do it. So I did it, and there's a couple flaws in it, and a couple of the center section in the specific complaints. Oh, I had to redo them. And I forgot that line. I skipped this word. I did it, and I still not perfect. But I said, that's it. It's as good as I'm going to get. This is it. I'll get that out there in case
you
wants.
Know what? Send me the MP4 of it when you get it edited out. I already have put numerous videos up on Patriot Voice Radio Network. We have a YouTube channel for Your Defending Fathers.
Okay.
And I can put it up there. I can edit it in my editing of the upload and make sure that I put overlays giving you credit for it and the whole nine. Yeah, we'll talk about it later.
Yes, it's not professionally done. We got five kids on their cell phones. That's how we did it. But I said, well, why didn't you do this? Because if I waited, I never would have got it done. That's the point here that Franklin is making, and that's the point that Madison said.
And that is the basic point of it. Is guys, we've been working on this for how long? And it's not perfect. God knows it's not perfect, but it is amendable. That was the biggest thing I keep hanging my head on. Was this speech the part of it where he kept saying and reinforcing, we can fix it, we can tweak it later?
No, it's not. But that's what Madison gave his word. And
that's,
he fulfilled his word.
Got it. Okay.
He fulfilled. Again, Franklin says, for when you assemble a number of men to have the advantage of their joint wisdom, you inevitably assemble with those men all their prejudices, their passions, their errors of opinion, their local interests, and their selfish views. From such an assembly, can a perfect production be expected?
Never.
It therefore astonishes me, sir, to find this system approaching so near to perfection as it does. And I think it will astonish our enemies, who are waiting with confidence to hear that our councils are confounded like those of the builders of Babel, and that our states are at the point of separation, only to meet hereafter for the purpose of cutting one another's throats. This was an experiment, and Europe was looking at us saying, can't be done. Uh-uh. Monarchy is the only way to go.
They'll never pull it off, is what they were basically saying.
Exactly right. Yep. So Franklin continues, "Thus I consent, sir, to this Constitution, because I expect no better, and because I am not sure that it is not the best. The opinions I have had of its errors, I sacrifice to the public good. I have never whispered a syllable of them abroad. Within these walls they were born, and here they shall die." That's like after at a political convention. And we nominate Donald Trump. Hey, Republicans, get behind Donald Trump. Whatever he did or said or his position you don't agree with, not for the elections. We're 100% behind him.
Yep.
Because without that, you don't win. And he's saying here, okay, we're going to leave this place. And they took basically an oath to secrecy. We're not going to give our opinions out there. Because if we say, hey, Pennsylvania, vote for this, but I didn't like that part either, you're going to kill the whole thing. You got to get behind. You got to get like you get behind candidates. You got to get behind this Constitution. And for the sake of unity, and because it's as good as we're going to get. And again, Franklin says it might be perfect. Maybe I'll find out it was perfect. I don't know. He says, "Within these walls they were born, and here they shall die. If every one of us, in returning to our constituents, were to report the objections he has had to it, and endeavor to gain partisans in support of them, we might prevent its being generally received, and thereby lose all the salutary effects and great advantages, resulting naturally in our favor among foreign nations, as well among ourselves, from our real or apparent unanimity." We got to be behind it. We're unanimous. This is it. Let's go. That is the way it goes. Let me just give this is kind of random. It reminds me of Coach Dan Campbell, the Lions, man. Whether you agree with him going on fourth down all the time, all of the other stuff, boy, he has got that Detroit Lions team united together, and there is power in unanimity and unselfish play and toughness, and we're a team. And he tells him his guys, he loves them, and we're going to go. That's what he does.
Yeah,
there's power in that. Just like this. Okay, we're going to leave this convention and we're going to go sell it to our respective states, and we got to shut up on any of these opinions where we might differ. I can guarantee you this. There's people in that locker room of the Detroit Lions who don't agree with this and don't agree with that. But, hey, for the sake of the team, we're behind the decisions made by the coach. This is it. Let's go.
Yeah, and there's, absolutely.
And there's power in that, and there's power in what he's saying.
Excellent place for a break. Final thoughts of this conversation. If you have any text messages, hurry up. You got 3 minutes to get them to me. Last segment. We'll be right back.
Of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of this discussion with Pastor Tedfield. Go ahead and wrap it up, sir.
Well, just about 1 minute. Much of the strength and efficacy of any government in procuring and securing happiness to the people depends on opinion, on the general opinion of the goodness of that government, as well as of the wisdom and integrity of its governors. I hope, therefore, that for our own sakes, and as a part of the people, and for the sake of our posterity, we shall act heartily and unanimously in recommending this Constitution, wherever our influence may extend, and turn our future thoughts and endeavors to the means of having it well administered. In other words, look, we got to pass this, and if there's different types of government, if they're well administered, then they're going to be successful. Again, this is the last couple sentences of Ben Franklin's last speech at the Constitutional Convention. On the whole, sir, I cannot help expressing a wish that every member of the convention who may still have objections to it would with me on this occasion doubt a little of his own infallibility, and to make manifest our unanimity, put his name on this instrument. Sign it. That's what he's saying. Sign it. You know what? They signed it. 39 people signed it. Some left. Some didn't sign it. They couldn't. But we did get a Bill of Rights, and Madison did keep his word. And Madison, Jefferson, and Hamilton Adams, they split and they have parties, a little bit different opinion on things. But they were all, in essence, as Jefferson, Republicans, and they were all Federalists. So there you go. Very important speech in American history. Although, just let me say again, this was probably, it was written by Franklin, but he was old and he gave it to somebody else to read it for him. And it's to his friend from Pennsylvania, James Wilson. But nevertheless, it was written by Franklin.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Well, you know, the bottom line is, like you say, if that speech hadn't been given, if they hadn't voted to basically adopt it, the job then went back to them, on them, that they had to go back to the states, and what was it, 75% of the states had to ratify it?
Yes, and they had to get nine. Actually,
nine out of the 13.
13. Actually, really, in a way, they should have gotten 13, but that's another story. I mean,
yeah, it's a whole other lesson.
Yes.
You know, the other aspect to this, and it shows not only I would almost say that, like his previous speech, which was a call to prayer, basically. This was another, because it happened within months of each other. Look at what Franklin said at the previous convention that got us to stop and take a break and pray. And what was you, 2-3 days before they reassembled?
Yes.
This is the same guy getting up within a couple of months saying something very similar, that maybe did they fall back into that prayer of the call to prayer and the recess and the time they took, and they said, listen, the last time this guy got up and spoke, look what happened. So let's really heed what this guy's saying, I guess, was my point on that.
And they had prayer every day since July, I think it was, whenever that he gave that preceding, and to this day,
yeah,
we have prayer in Congress, and which is a great tradition that we should hold to.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Excellent job, sir. Good work.
Okay, thank you, Randy.
Yeah, you did really good. And I'm dead serious. I want to help out however I can on that video of what you did with the kids. Did they extract it from their phones and send it to one editor and they're compiling it? Okay.
Yes.
Understand that process totally. So we actually got you from different angles.
Yes. And we don't know. We're not professional directors.
No.
You know. But,
You know what? It might be a good enough video, though, where I can show it to some people I know that are professional videographers and have a studio and the whole, they can do green screen behind you. We can put some historical pictures and or scenes or settings behind you just by you sitting in front of a green screen.
Okay.
This video might be the one that leads us to a professionally done one. And it was your dress rehearsal, basically.
Okay. I did it because if I said to myself, I don't do this now, I'm never going to do it. I'm going to go for it.
That was your dress rehearsal, and we'll work on it. Let me work on it and see what I can do, and then I'll send it to these guys I know. And maybe we can perfect it and make it even better. So
okay, we'll see. Amen. Good, thank you,
good
Randy.
Project for our kids, grandkids, and great grandkids in America to see someday.
Amen. Very good. Yeah.
Okay, sir. What are you talking about on Sunday in church?
Mount of Transfiguration. As you know, I've been doing a series on mountains.
Yes.
The Mount of Transfiguration that Jesus. Whoa. So that'll be, I hope, good.
Transfiguration.
It's in the Bible. The Bible's good. My message. I didn't see how
it goes. Let's see if you're a good deliverer of it, basically what you're saying. Gotcha.
Right.
Well, if you've heard him on the radio for all these years, weather's supposed to be somewhat mild tomorrow and warming up for the Lions game. So why don't you go to church on Sunday and see what this guy actually looks like?
There you go. You know, I was debating whether to tell you this. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to the Lions game.
Good for you. Good for you.
But I'll be back for church.
There you go. Well, make sure you keep your cell phone. Monitor your text messages. I'll text you during the game.
Okay. All right. Well, good, Randy.
All right. Have a safe trip.
Yep. Thanks.
Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Systems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing,